is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Horror After Hours, coming to you from the Naughty Guy Studio. I am your host, the Naughty Guy, Adam J. And I have Bruce joining me tonight for this fun episode.
Hello, peeps. Rock this joint.
So before we get down to everything, it's looking like the Blueberry Arts Festival is on track and will take place in downtown Ketchikan. Not at the state building, but it'll be on August 7th. I will have a table set up and display all of my Naughty Guy products, such as the doormats, keychains, and so much more.
Are you guys going to be on the dock then?
No, we won't find out until, I think, next month.
You just reminded me that Matt LaCatla announced no 4th of July parade or fireworks, but they're going to have booths.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
If you are in the Ketchikan area on August 7th, which is Founders Day for Matt LaCatla, my apologies for not being there.
Yeah.
Come check out the Blueberry Arts Festival. There's always so much to see and do, and also look for the Naughty Guy. So getting down to tonight's show, this is about upcoming horror movie news.
And what's out.
And what's already out, yes.
Because we both watched two of the newer, bigger blockbuster horror movies within the past week.
And which have you seen?
I went to The Quiet Place 2 at the theater.
I haven't seen that yet. Yeah. I want to.
And you watched
The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It.
Yeah. So, I went to the theater. I didn't watch The Quiet Place, the first one. I didn't watch that one until about 3 weeks ago. And I was just like, ah, fuck it, man. I'll watch it. I enjoyed it, you know. Hour and a half, so that got me right off the bat. I was like, cool, man. It's not a two-hour movie. And then The Quiet Place 2 was supposed to come out last year. Pandemic happened. Came out this year. Came out last week. And so, or a couple weeks ago, so I said, ah, fuck it, man, I'm going to go to it. So I went to it. I liked the movie, the theater experience. There was teenagers there, and they just ruined that part of the experience for me. Because they were talking, they were laughing, and someone yelled, shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, they were like, oh, this isn't even scary.
Somebody always has to fucking ruin it, man.
It's like, it's a fucking thriller, man. You know?
It's a creature feature.
Yeah, it is, too. That's exactly it, too, man.
Yep.
And I didn't know, but one of the main characters is deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they were doing sign language in the first one, because they had to be quiet, it's just, oh, shit, that's badass. Come to find out, she's a great actress who just happens to be deaf. She's pretty fucking amazing actress. I forget the girl's name, but she's like 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I went to that one. So I was happy that they had a scary movie, quote unquote, creature feature.
So right after the original Quiet Place came out, there was a, I don't know if it was a knockoff, but it was definitely a very similar story.
Okay.
This one was called The Silence. Very similar story, similar type creatures. And similar deaf girl.
Really?
Main character. But the movie, I actually liked both movies,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of preferred The Silence a little more than A Quiet Place.
So but Hollywood hasn't changed in the past 35 years then, huh?
Not at all.
Because we got Vice Versa, like Father Like Son, 18 again, and Big all in 1 year.
Yeah, what was, there were several other movies similar to that, too.
Those are just the ones off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't remember them off the
top.
Well,
Freaky Friday was the first.
Yes.
And that was in the 70s. That was one of Jodie Foster's first or second movies.
Yep. That was a great movie, by the
way. Yeah, which got remade in 03 with Jamie Lee Curtis.
And
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, thank
yeah.
you.
Anyways, but yeah, that. So yeah, like I said, the teenagers there just, I was trying to enjoy the movie. I liked the movie, but the theater experience kind of sucked.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
That really kind of kills it for a lot of people.
I don't mind if people get scared during a movie. because that's part of a good experience for me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But when people are just
intentionally,
this sucks. You know, and it's like, shut the fuck up. You know, I tried to be less of an asshole these days, and then someone yelled, "Shut the fuck up!" And then, like, they did, and then they would just after that, they would intentionally laugh at the scary parts every time after that.
Yeah. See, I would have asked for my money back.
Yeah.
That's just ruining the entire experience altogether.
Mm-hmm. I saw some other news too. Do you have anything you want to before I fucking come on in with some Rob Zombie news?
No, go for it.
So it had been rumored for a while, this project that Rob Zombie officially announced, but Rob Zombie is either reimagining or do, I don't know if it's a movie, but he's doing the Munsters.
And I did see that on Twitter.
So I'm excited about that, man.
So am I. And somebody put out this goofy meme and said, the cast for the new Munsters, Rob Zombie's The Munsters, has been released. And there was Herman, what was his wife's name? Lily.
Yeah.
There was Herman, Lily, the kid, the niece, and Grandpa.
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, standing like they were in the original
show. Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, for the original cast, what do you call that? Just the promo shoot.
Yeah.
So they were all standing there, but every one of them had the face of Sherry Moon Zombie.
That's funny because she is normally one of the main characters in every one of his movies.
Yep. So every one of the characters had her face.
It's accurate.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, might be a little awkward when she comes out dressed as Herman.
Yeah. A sexy Herman, huh? But so I always think of the Munsters because I watch The Lost Boys once a year. It's, holy shit, the attack of Eddie Munster.
Yep. Me, I loved the Munsters when we were growing up.
Yeah.
I never missed that show anytime it was on.
So did you know that Dragula is about their car?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
That was actually the Munster Mobile is the Dragula.
Yeah. And Rob Zombie made a great song about Dragula.
Yep. That's a timeless classic in my opinion.
Yeah, it came out in 98, that song.
Yep.
And then so I'm excited about that.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Probably going to be a while before we see anything on it.
Probably next year, because they'll probably announce the casting this end of the summer and shoot in the fall and be out in the summertime.
All right, so here's a question for you. What do you know of the upcoming Marvel movie, Morbius, the living vampire?
Very little. Now, they had a trailer for it because it's Jared Leto, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from what I remember of it, it was, he was mixing blood, right?
Yeah, he's a,
because he was a scientist and he was trying to cure something. I don't remember exactly what.
Yeah, hematologist,
I know
that, which means he works with blood.
Yeah, and he was trying to do something. I don't remember exactly what, but then he turned into a vampire.
Yeah. And they'll tell the origin story in the movie, but what I've seen of that trailer looked freaking amazing.
Yeah,
I read the comics. I loved that comic.
I'm down for it.
So that one should be really cool, but that won't be out until next year.
Yeah. And then, since it's Venom, it's kind of teetering the line of horror and comedy. But Venom 2 comes out this year.
And this one is called
A Carnage Story or something like that.
It had a different name.
Or like Carnage. I'll look it up really quick.
It goes along the same lines as Maximum Carnage of the comic books. Oh, Let There Be Carnage.
Let There Be Carnage.
Now, this movie looks freaking amazing. I can't wait to see this. Do you have any idea when that's going to be released? Is that also next year?
I think so. I think next year.
All right, so that'll be two movies to look forward to. There's also another one I was reading about was The Death of Doctor Strange.
So that one actually is called The Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Okay.
Now that falls in line with how Endgame ended, because Endgame, for you people out there that did watch it, Captain America had to go back after they beat Thanos, and he had to give back each Infinity Stone to the time period that they stole it from, because it was a time heist.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you watch Loki's premiere episode yesterday?
I haven't seen the show yet.
Oh, okay. Are you going to watch it?
I will.
Oh, okay.
Eventually.
Oh.
No, go ahead.
Okay. It's very time copy.
Really?
Because it picks up right when he gets the Tesseract.
Oh, wow.
And he disappears in Endgame.
Uh-huh.
That's how Loki starts.
No shit.
And, like, he's in this desert, right? And, he stands up on like a rock and he tries to tell these people that he's a god. There's like two or three people there, and like immediately you see these door portals, and they say something. I was like, oh, it's like Time Cop, the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, underrated classic. And it is. Those people were fucking time cops busting Loki for leaving time and disrupting it, because you know the whole, you throw a stone in the pond and it turns into a fucking tsunami on the other end, or whatever.
Yep,
bullshit.
Butterfly effect.
And so he's like, the only reason I'm here is because the Avengers messed with time. That, you pay me or give me money and I'll hunt them down for you, because they're the real criminals here. Well, the timekeepers were like, that was supposed to happen. What you did wasn't supposed to happen. That's not how your story goes.
Wow.
Owen Wilson's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like I said, it gives off a time cop feel because of the time cops. And then a buddy cop, because he's going to have to team up with Owen Wilson, because he ends up, Owen Wilson just like plays him his life, you know, and he's like, what are you the god of? How do you like killing people? Why? Just tell me, why do you like? And then Loki tries to escape, and then he gets to this person at a desk, because it's like Time Variance Association, and he's like, and I laugh because he said the exact words that were said in the scream. He said, give me the Tesseract, I'm going to gut you like a fish. And he's like, what's a fish? He's like, what do you mean, what's a fish? He said, well, I don't know. I live here. I don't know what a fish is. It sounds like it could be bad, but I need to know what you're telling me and you're threatening me with, so I could control how scared of the level I'm going to be. And so, like, there's these people in the time variance that would never know anything outside of their literal bubble.
Yeah.
And then, because Loki is like, he's not believing Owen Wilson, when Owen Wilson is like, you know, you always try to kill Thor. He's your brother. Look what happens. He's like, you unleashed these evil elves and they killed your mom. And it shows Loki telling them, well, if you go up the stairs and to the left, he's like, you thought you were sending them to Thor. No, you sent them to your mom's room and they killed her. And like, so he's thinking of this when he's trying to escape. And then, so the guy gets scared. He said, okay, I'll give you the Tesseract. And he opens up a drawer. And then Loki looks down and he's like, you got Infinity Stones? And he said, yeah, a lot of guys do up here. We use them as paperweights.
Holy shit.
And then come to find out that when you're in that Time Variance Association, nothing works there.
Oh, wow.
So the Infinity Stones are a paperweight.
So they mean nothing in this place.
They mean nothing. And so Loki goes back to the room he was at, and then he wants to see if everything plays out. So he hits play again, and then it shows him saying goodbye to his dad. He just found out that he's the reason his mom died. Then it shows him and Thor and what was that last Thor movie? The fucking
Ragnarok?
Yeah. And it shows him and Thor sitting on a cliff saying goodbye to his dad, so he's crying there again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows him trying to save Thor, and then fucking Thanos, because the last he knew, Thanos was helping him. Thanos was on his side.
Yeah.
Then it shows Thanos, and it doesn't show it, then he's here.
Broke his neck.
And he's like, no more resurrections. And he just throws his dead body, and then the next image he sees is Thor holding him, crying, as the ship gets blown up. And then he just is kind of like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? You know? Yep. And then turns out that he's like, well, why do you need me? He said, well, I need you to, there's someone going around killing our people. And he's like, well, how could I help? He's like, because it's you doing it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's really cool. And one of the, like, they show a quick side thing, right? And then they show Loki flying. He's in a jet. And you're like, what's Loki doing in a jet? And he has short hair and it's slicked. And he has these, like, 70s style fucking sunglasses on. They look like Ray-Bans, but they might not be.
Like an aviator?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Like, they look like Ray-Bans. not aviator, but anyways. And I was like, he kind of looks familiar. You know, I know it's Loki, but he's got short hair. Huh. Anyway, I'm just going to enjoy the scene. And then the person that's serving him, he's like, thinks Loki's flirting with her. And he tells her, he said, you might want to look at that note. And she looks it up. He said, I got a bomb.
Oh, wow.
It's like, holy shit. What the fuck? This is familiar. That's what I was thinking. And then, it shows him on the ground, shows him talking, and then he opens up a case, and he has a fucking shit ton of money. And then he has a parachute on,
Cooper?
D.B. Cooper, yeah. Man. Yeah. And then Owen Wilson's like, you were D.B. Cooper, man? No way. And he's like, because Owen Wilson's trying to prove that he always causes trouble, and he hurts people, and he always finds a way out. And at that instance, he said, it was a stupid dare from my brother Thor. We thought it was funny. Because right before he jumps, he's like, oh, Heimdall, old friend, you better be ready. And then he jumps out of the plane, and then Heimdall brings him back, so he gets shot up. And then the case of money just boom, explodes, and it falls over. Then it cuts to Owen Wilson. He's like, you were D.B. Cooper? And then he's like, I wasn't trying to hurt anybody. It was just a dare from my brother.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So, I know it's kind of sidetracked, but it was just, like I said, very Time Cop feel, man, and I love that.
Wow. It really does sound like a cool show.
Yeah.
Now, what is what's your take on WandaVision? I haven't seen that yet either.
I liked it. But I knew going in how the first two episodes were going to be something different. So those first two episodes are 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
So it kind of hops around.
So it starts off in the 50s, and then it fast forwards, and then it just keeps going. Then it's just like, damn. It's really good, though.
Okay. I'll have to watch that, too.
Back to horror movie news. So they announced that the next installment of Scream isn't an extension, but it's a start of a new franchise.
Hmm.
Now, 2 and 3, 2 was okay.
2 I could watch.
3 was pretty bad.
4 was really bad.
I didn't mind 4, but I've only watched it twice. So that should tell you something.
Yeah, no shit.
So I'm hoping this, everything's being brought back, everything, and it's like, everything's nostalgic. I'm like, fuck, man, we're 25 years out on Scream. You know?
We were young when that first one came out, man.
19.
Yep.
So that was that, and then there was, you got any horror movie news?
Well, I've got a few here. I've got one here on the Evil Next Door.
Okay.
This one is awaiting release. This is also known as The Other Side. It's a Swedish-made film, and supposedly based on real events. So the plot goes something like, new to her stepmom role, Sharon moves into a duplex with her partner, Frederick, and his son, Lucas. The new home feels like the right place to start becoming a family. But when Frank leaves for work, strange things are heard from the other, uninhabited side. Also, who was Lucas's new friend?
Okay.
So that one should be a fun haunted house movie.
Nice.
So I'm hoping it at least be English dubbed.
Yeah.
If you have to read subtitles through the whole movie, it ruins it for me.
Yeah, I don't. And I hate the people like, you're just not. No, fuck you. It sucks when it's all subtitles.
because you lose track of what's going on the screen while you're reading the subtitle. You got to rewind. And
yeah, and it just takes me out of the experience. You're yeah. closer. You're a fucking hipster doofus. Fuck you.
Next, I've got this one. I was never really a big fan of this franchise, but this is called The Forever Purge.
Oh, they're doing another Purge. I didn't even watch the first one.
This one sounds like it's going to be the final.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. This one is also awaiting release. This is the fifth and possibly final installment of the Purge franchise. It previously had a theatrical release date of July 10th, but has been pulled from advertising because of the uncertainty of theater showings due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
It is rumored that it may go direct to streaming.
Maybe we should watch this. The first one's supposed to be pretty good, right?
The first one was really good.
Maybe I'll watch it then.
The anything after that, I didn't care for.
Just way watered down at that point.
Yeah. They were trying to strike while the iron was hot, and they just kind of flattened it.
Gotcha. So, what else was there? Oh, I watched Spiral.
Yes, Spiral was an excellent movie.
I was like, damn, okay. Only thing is, and I texted you after I watched it, and you said the exact same thing. So, yep. Like, okay, it wasn't just me. Then.
No, I picked up on it.
It was
partway through.
Sorry, spoiler, people. They made it way too aware. I was like, okay, because at this point, everybody's a suspect.
Yep.
Like, fucking they screamed and screamed, right?
Yep.
Everybody's a suspect, okay? Yep. I get that. Now I'm kind of always on high alert for that shit, especially in Saw.
Yep.
Because it's a background character or something. Well, I was like, okay.
Somebody indirect.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, so this person. Oh, it's the fucking new fucking partner.
Yep.
And when it confirmed it for me is when the baby was crying. But they didn't show the baby crying.
Yep.
They didn't.
Yep.
You know? And then they killed him off screen. I was like, yeah, nope. It's him. It was him. Now, what I liked about it, it was torture porn. But how the kills fell in line, it wasn't torture porn for the sake of torture porn like the Saw movies have become.
Exactly.
So, like, when a cop lied on the stand and he got people put away for shit they didn't do.
Yep.
He rigged it up to where you could live, but you're not going to have a tongue to tell any more lies.
But at the same time, he made sure that these people were not going to survive these.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they did what they were supposed to do to get out of it.
Yeah, yeah. So I like the kills in this movie is what I should say.
Very, very much a splatter film, and I totally dig that.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it.
I did too. I really enjoyed that one. I thought it was right up there with Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Jigsaw I liked a lot.
Who was... Oh, Jigsaw was Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. That's all the news I got so far, bro.
So, this one ought to be fun.
Okay.
Now, you remember the Meet the Blacks movie?
Yes.
That one I watched and I was freaking rolling, man. It was funny as hell. It's getting a sequel.
Oh, really?
Yep. This one's called The House Next Door, Meet the Blacks 2. This is the sequel to the spoof, Meet the Blacks, from 2016.
Ding dong, you're dead.
Still awaiting release. Mm-hmm. And the plot goes, from Beverly Hills to Chicago burbs, mayhem and hilarity seem to follow the blacks wherever they go. After surviving a night of terror on the West Coast, not-so-best-selling author Carl Black, played by Mike Epps, moves his family back to his childhood home in the Windy City, where he hopes to find peace and quiet that he needs to write his new book. But when the eccentric neighbor, played by Cat Williams, moves in next door, Carl becomes convinced that this man is a vampire trying to take his family and must team up with his oddball neighbors to save his career and their lives.
Yeah, they're stealing from Fright Night.
Yep. So this one, again, is called The House Next Door, Meet the Blacks 2. I can't wait to see this.
Cool.
Like I said, I love the first one. This one sounds even better.
Yeah.
I mean, you throw Cat Williams into the mix, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
So I got another one here called Werewolves Within.
Okay.
This one still awaiting release, which I'm hoping it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
This is a werewolf comedy based on the virtual reality video game with the same name by Ubisoft. Hmm. After a proposed gas pipeline creates divisions within the small town of Beaverfield, and a snowstorm traps its residents together inside a local inn, newly arrived forest ranger Finn and postal worker Cecily must try to keep the peace and uncover the truth behind a mysterious creature that has begun terrorizing the community. Sounds interesting.
Huh.
I've never played the game, but I do want to see this. I'm always a big fan of werewolf movies.
Nice.
So, this one kind of right up there for me.
I got some news for you, too. You just reminded me. I do have more movie news. They just announced the cast of the Resident Evil series that's coming to Netflix.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, that is another show I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm keeping Netflix is that show.
Yeah.
That one and Mr. Iglesias.
Well, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, yes. Yeah. Thank you. So there's three shows on there that I can't go without.
Yeah.
What else have they got? They're showing Supernatural on there.
Yeah.
I love that show. Nice. I can watch that show 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just that much into it.
Yeah.
All right, so next up, I got another movie here called Old. The whole title is just Old.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan?
Yep.
Yep. Do you see the trailer for that?
I have not.
It's fucking crazy. It looks crazy, man.
It sounded crazy. Sounds like a good movie. Anybody who's a fan of Shyamalan, this one ought to be right up there for you.
So, family's on vacation on like an island.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the parents with the kids. And then they're like, my kids are missing. And like, these two teenagers or whatever come, or young adults come running out. And they were like, Mom, what are you talking about? Where are your kids? And they've aged like in like an hour or so, they aged like 6 or 7 years.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's fucking something crazy shit like that.
And this is something that he actually wrote himself.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, this is based on one of his own stories.
Hopefully it's better than Lady in the Water then.
Yeah, that one was a real letdown for me, and so was The Village.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first saw the trailer for The Village, I saw that monster run across the screen. I was like, man, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
And then, I find out that it was all just somebody running around in a costume. I was like, that killed it for me.
And it was just a bunch of fucking people that didn't want to live how me and you are living. So they fucking uprooted a bunch of people similar-minded.
And, hippies, basically.
Yeah, and went and created their own village.
Yep, out in the middle of a state park.
Yeah, which is like, okay, do you not see and hear jets? Do you not hear helicopters?
Or something, right?
Like, we're kind of high up, but...
You still hear the that? Boats. That's a boat blasting through the water.
Right? So it's like the believability of that was just like, get the fuck out of here, yep. Shyamalan. Anyways, carry on.
So the next one I got, this was just recently released on the 4th of June. It's in theaters and HBO Max. This is The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. Mm-hmm. This movie was freaking awesome. I loved it.
Yeah?
If anybody is a fan of The Conjuring movies, this one may top the list.
Yeah.
This was the one I've been talking about for several months now because I've been so excited to see it.
Yeah.
I'd been reading about it, watching the trailers, been reading a lot of stuff on Ed and Lorraine Warren, so I'm pretty familiar with some of their stories. This one was a new one for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a very well-made movie, very well-acted.
Yeah.
Very intense. Genuinely scary.
Yeah.
So... if you haven't seen it yet, check out HBO Max. Watch that movie. It'll be playing till the end of this month on there.
Yeah.
Definitely worth checking out.
Cool.
So, unfortunately, folks, that's all I have. Bruce, do you have anything else?
No, I thought I was out, and then I remembered the the Resident Evil. They revealed that cast today, so
that's very cool. I can't wait to see that.
For you to check out.
Hell yeah.
Oh, one more.
Yep.
The Castlevania show got a spin-off on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. I gotta watch Castlevania first.
Castlevania is a good show.
Yeah, so they just announced this week that they're getting one of the characters is getting a spin-off from it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's cool.
I wonder if it's a Belmont character or if it's Alucard.
Yeah.
Either way, should be good.
Yeah. That's all I got now.
Cool. Well, that's all we have for you tonight, folks. A big shout out to all of our friends near and far. We thank you, and keep listening.
Please.
I'm your host, the naughty guy, Adam J.
I am Bruce.
This is Horror After Hours, signing off. Good night, everybody.